All right, welcome back, folks. Thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to Ice Race Hockey on the Ice Race Broadcast Network, 1230 AM Sports Radio, Corpus Christi. Thanks so much for joining us. I had the chance to catch up with the Ice Race head coach, Brad Flynn. Coach, I'll get right into it here. It was a pretty unusual situation coming up here a couple days ago. The team left on Friday morning and took a detour to practice in Austin and then got to the hotel really, really late last night. Do you think that'll affect the group tonight in any way, and if so, how?
Better not. We better be able to come out and be ready to go. We're 1-5-2 right now, and that's unacceptable for our organization and this group. We have too much talent to be in that position, and although we've gotten better every single game, we got to start capitalizing. We can't use the road trip yesterday as an excuse. Yesterday's yesterday, today's today, and we live in the now. So we got to be ready to go tonight and come out and get things going right off the hop.
And Coach, you mentioned the talent of this group. When it comes to the restructuring of rosters, typically early October is one of the busiest times with most other leagues, if not all other leagues, having started by now. There's always some turnover and some shakeout that goes on with other leagues and other teams. There have been quite a few additions, four additions in the last few days. Give us a scouting report on some of the new players that we can expect to see play this weekend.
Well, yeah, Alex, obviously we weren't thrilled with the start that we had with situations and circumstances, but we felt as an organization that although we've competed and we've played really well in a lot of the games and the record hasn't indicated how we've played, we still need to make some moves to continue to improve our team. We brought in Riley St. Ange. He was up in Omaha with the Lancers. He's played junior since he's been 16. Sorry, he's 19 right now. He's had three good years in the OJHL, being a point producer. He's a winger that can score. He has really good hockey sense and competes at a high level. We also brought in Pavel Korshkov, a 2000, so a 17-year-old centerman. He's played on the Russian national team. He has tremendous skill. He's a highly ranked NHL prospect. Some people saying going as high as the third round. So he's come in and he has a lot of zip in his game, and he's determined and he plays the game the right way with speed and he attacks and he fits right the mold that we're looking for. We also brought in Jovan Zimmerman from the Amarillo that we made a move to get him. It was a smart puck moving D that has 15-20 games in the league from last year. He's experienced the South Division and he knows what it takes to play in this league. And finally we brought in Michael Steinrosher, who's from the Czech Republic. He was up at Omaha last year. He played in Flint in the OHL, 40 games. He's a 17-year-old until December, so he's a late birthday 18-year-old, but he's a 6'7" defenseman that has a good stick. He has good hockey sense. He's going to give us some size on our back end, and he has pro potential as well.
Well, that is quite a few additions there. A lot of excitement heading into this weekend. And, Coach, this weekend commences a very long, a 10-game road sequence in which the Ice Rays won't be back at home at the American Bank Center until November 10th. I've never even been a part of a road sequence that's that long. So as we embark on that 10-game journey, what do you want the message to be resonating around the locker room?
Well, obviously, we want to have a way better month than we had in September, and it's a new season. We have a lot of new faces. We're kicking off this month. It's a new season, and we're looking to attack and get back to what we got to do to win games. If you're going to win a championship, you got to win on the road at some time. You might as well get nice and tight as a group. I think being on the road here for 10 games, it's going to give us a chance to get this group real tight, especially with the changes. I don't foresee too many more changes coming in the future, although the players will dictate that themselves. But as an organization, we're happy with this group. We think it's something we can go forward with and maybe a few minor tweaks down the road. But we got to gel a little bit better as a team. That was one of the strengths of our team last year, was our character and our team unity. And being 10 games on the road, the positive is that we got to learn how to win on the road if we want to win in this league, and two, we're going to have a good team time for team bonding.
And it will begin tonight here in Amarillo. And Coach, the Bulls this year, they're a new team, and juniors rosters change every year, but they've really rebranded. Virtually their whole roster has been overhauled. They also brought in Rocky Russo, who was an assistant a number of years ago when the Bulls won their Robertson Cup back in 2013. He'll be their new bench boss. It's basically just an entirely new outlook for the Amarillo Bulls that we've seen, at least for the first seven games of this season. What have you seen from this past week or so of scouting them, and what's it going to take to take 2 points tonight?
little bit of a mirror image of us from last year. Former assistant coach coming back and having some success early. So that team works extremely hard. They compete at a high level. They're held accountable. They just work and work and work just like we did last year. But they have skill on their team. They've already had a couple commits there, and their power play looks pretty strong. Their penalty kill has been strong throughout the beginning, so their special teams are where it's at. Their goaltending's been really solid. They get pucks deep, they forecheck you, and they make you play an honest game. And if we want to have success against these guys, we got to match their intensity. We got to match their commitment to work. And if we can do that while still being able to play the kind of pace and skill game that we want to play, I think that we should have a great series on our hands this weekend.
Appreciate your time. Thanks so much, Coach.
Thanks, Alex. Have a good night.
That's Brad Flynn, your head coach for the Corpus Christi Ice Rays. We'll be right back for starting lineups and more right after this.